Juice. What if juice was spelled with an S? I'm just kidding.
I thought you said Jews there for a second. I was wondering where you were going with that.
No, I said juice.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you said juice.
Oh my gosh. I feel like, so I said juice, and
this,
in my defense,
is
literally
this
that's what
where
I was
we
looking
take at. That says, turn right here.
No! The can that I'm drinking out of says less than 1% juice.
Damn, dude, don't you just hate
almost,
it?
Almost no juice.
Yeah,
almost. Like when you, now with less juice.
When you buy a like thing of Tropicana, it says that shit, and it's like, wait, what? What do you mean?
But on the front, it says orange juice.
Yeah.
But it's like almost no juice.
It says orange juice in a very small product. Like cheese product.
It should be like an Velveeta. Italicized O. Like, or orange juice.
What is Velveeta?
Cheese product.
But what is cheese product?
Plastic.
I don't know.
Is it just soy?
It's not legal for you to know.
And honestly, in the state of California, it's carcinogen. It's
absolutely.
It's a carcinogen. So...
Hey, man.
Oh, my God.
They may be onto
if
something.
We're talking, hey, if we're talking about Velveeta being a carcinogen in the state of California, that means you've just tuned in to episode 119 of Untethered.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
fuck yeah. So, yeah, we hope you guys have your comfy pants on.
I don't even have
honestly,
pants
what
on.
I... Well, so Larry likes to go pantless. Allie, what is your state of just comfort like?
I feel like it would be weird to come to your house without pants on, dog.
I would agree. Yeah. So I'm just saying like...
Although I didn't wear pants all day at home today.
Okay.
Just underwear and a hoodie.
Just raw dog and... Oh,
I
no,
mean,
underwear.
Dude,
okay.
Hey, don't you threaten me with a good dog.
No, like, really underwear.
No, dude, okay, so, my thing is underwear, hoodie...
Yeah.
But socks with the little things on the bottom to make sure I don't slip.
Grippy socks? The ones you got
I
on your
some
visit?
House shoes.
Yeah. Say what, dude?
Grippy socks? The ones you got on your visit to the
grippy
doctor?
Socks. Yeah. Grippy socks. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, but I only have to go once a week when Megan makes me.
Well, you know, we could go Shutter Island with the whole thing. Like, if you want to go investigate for a week, you know, you don't know what's real.
I've dealt with worse.
So what is the level of comfort for you at home? Like, do you ever get more than just underwear and hoodie?
Me?
Either one of you. Like, this is weird.
So I don't wear underwear, first of all.
Okay, so like, no. Do you ever just
so
free
I'd just
ball?
Be Winnie the Pooh in it if I did a hoodie with the... No, I'll do like... I mean, shit, I'll do the, like, fucking athleisure shorts. I'll do a t-shirt if it's a little chilly or whatever. I'll do, like, a light pullover hoodie kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's max comfort for me. Summer is going to be, like, light shorts, t-shirt. Like I said, if I'm a little chilly, like super light pullover mm-hmm. kind of mm-hmm. thing. It's almost like a second t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
But like
yeah.
pullover.
Yeah.
Winter, I'm going to do joggers and basically the same.
Yeah, I've
mine's
always...
kind of the same year round.
Yeah.
Like, I've got some joggers that I really like. I just need to wash them.
No, I'm with you, dude. And I've got some like workhorse joggers that I'm just like... I don't wash them a lot because they just work, man.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I've always felt weird just like being totally naked in private. I don't know what it is. It just...
Oh, I'm a never nude. Jordan makes fun of me for it. Like I'm not ever.
I'm with
like,
you.
I'm never truly
naked,
uh-uh.
You know? Mm. So, like, honestly, the most naked I'll ever do is like get totally naked and then wear a shirt on my bottom portion. No, I'm just kidding. So I can pee out the neck hole. No, I'm just kidding. Oh my God. I'm sorry. That is.
The neck hole is wild. No.
Hey.
It's a lot of room, bro.
Hey, Allie, have you ever partied? No, just kidding. So anyway, when we do our Interstellar hangout, that's probably what I'll be in. No, I'm just kidding. I just put a clothespin over the neck hole.
Who needs to fly?
This shit's got to get tailored, dude. Like, you have to go to a seamstress for that.
Oh my god,
Larry, what is your what is your home fit?
Well, it's hard to say because I have a roommate. So, it's definitely, shorts and,
it's not
and
shirt.
Well, say if it's the summer and like he's gone for a weekend and Chase is gone, like what are you?
Oh, just
boxers. Do you ever
boxers.
Go shirtless?
Yeah, just boxers. Yeah.
Really?
Hmm?
See, I always have a shirt on, period. Even if it's just like Megan and I and Finn's at like my parents or something like that, I always have a shirt on, yeah. Period.
I'll sometimes wear just a sports bra or like a crop top or something, but like I'm not ever just tits out.
Just wild.
That'd be quite different over here.
Ellie's like, yeah, dude, honestly, 3 days a week, tits out.
Just letting them hang.
That's the funniest fucking like comment. Holy shit, that's funny.
That's great. Mm. Good times.
Holy shit, dude. All right, so how are we going to kick this bad boy off?
It's a very good question. Yeah. Did you guys hear
about I don't know how to go away from like Alec just being like, I'm very rarely tits
out. Did you guys hear about these bees?
Like, okay.
Bees.
Yeah, so... Apparently, last week there was a truck that flipped over in Maine.
Imagine if it honks and instead of beep, it's like beep, beep. That's so dumb.
There you go. I'm so sorry.
So, anyway. Now that that's over
with. Bee trucks.
Yeah, what?
There are bee trucks, dude. Okay, so most of 15 million bees contained after Bee Laden. Truck crash.
Bee laden.
Sorry, I read it as Laden. It's a little bit more on brand. Anyway, bee laden. So bees. Got right.
Am I right?
Bees. How do you go about containing 15 million bees? Also, who counted?
Did you see? For real, did you see the bee vacuum at the MLB game a couple weeks ago?
No.
They had a beekeeper come like vacuum up a bunch of bees.
So I have used one of those like what are they called? It's like a
smoker or something.
Well, no, it's like a humane insect thing that it literally will suck an insect up against a screen. And then you can like let it outside, kind of thing.
Oh,
and
no,
I wonder
this was
if it's
a bunch.
Like, well,
this
no, but I'm just saying, I wonder if it's not like a commercial size version. Right.
Nah, it's probably just a shop vac that you can just take the filter off and just put the bees in there.
Just go ahead and dump the bees over there. Not a big deal.
So a tractor trailer hauling about 15 million honeybees to be used to pollinate blueberry fields crashed and overturned on Interstate 95, officials say. By the way, this is an update because they corrected from May 10th to May 9th. Anyway,
you don't have to say that part.
I know, but for me it did. Never mind. The driver was taken to the hospital as a precaution Thursday night while first responders worked to ensure the safety of the bees that were in the hive.
Wait, did he get stung by bees or was he like trashed or
he
like
turned over? I don't know,
but why did he wreck this bee truck?
Well, honestly, like it looks like the oh no, there's a I was about to say the trailer looks like it was only the turnover, but the picture may have been taken after the truck actually was flipped over. I don't know. Let's find out.
What? Okay. Let's do it.
So the driver was taken to the hospital for safety precautions. Let's see here. The safety of the bees that were in the hive strapped onto the trailer, which landed on its side. The bees were mostly contained and the, quote, goal was to save them, unquote. Good for you, Shannon Moss.
Isn't that normally how... shit works with animals.
I hope they told him what was going on. First responders.
He's like, hey, man, do you realize you got all those bees?
Yeah. Hey, guys, we're trying to save you. First responders didn't realize the cargo was bees. Isn't that supposed to be were?
Nope.
All right. Was bees until firefighters went down an embankment to check for leaks, leaking fluid. They learned the hard way. Quote, the guys.
Oh, the leaking fluid was honey.
Daddy. I'm anyway. Quote, the guys.
God damn it.
The guys did get stung on a regular basis. Everyone got stung at least a couple of times. Unquote said Leary, who suffered several bee stings. The temperature in the 40s might have kept the bees from getting.
I was going to say 40s is fucking low, man, for a bee.
Well, this not did happen in Maine.
Not that I hang out with bees a lot.
But. Yeah, I don't either.
These are good dudes, guys.
What's that word? Rodire?
Rowdier.
Rowdier. Rowdier.
Rowdier.
I've never seen it spelled out. I just realized that.
You should read more.
I should.
You'd be surprised. There's so many words out there.
Man, I should probably just have like words that I use on a regular basis just spelled out to me.
Yeah.
Hey, go to dictionary.com, sign up for their word of the day.
Merriam-Webster has one too. It's pretty cool.
Damn.
There you go. That's two words for the day.
Tips.
Did you just call me tits? I
said, are we back to being tits out?
wait, God damn it. Tits out. Ooh.
Rowdier. During the several hours it took to get the truck upright and removed by a tow truck, he said, a beekeeper was summoned to corral the bees, he added. Summoned is a very...
They really are. The beekeepers are, like, pretty incredible, like, when it comes to legit, like... Taking like
the MLB
hot,
one is really cool. I linked
all that
it.
Shit.
Yeah,
it's pretty neat.
It's really fascinating.
Huh.
I want to refer the action. Okay, so the action of me getting asked to go somewhere is summoned from now on because that just sounds cooler. The truckload.
Well,
of
in that case, we summon you to be here every Wednesday to record the podcast
starting
anyway. 2 weeks from today.
Yes. The truckload of bees was headed to Washington County, which is the center of the state's wild blueberry industry. Bees are routinely trucked into the region to pollinate the blueberry barrens each spring.
So, am I wrong, or are they fucking burying the lead? Like, do you guys not want to hear more about?
Yeah, I
want to
know why this
bees?
Dude fucking turned over.
I want to know why they truck, not why, but how they go about trucking bees to different areas to pollinate, and then like.
Oh, you haven't heard of the bee shortage?
That's neat.
Are you new?
Cool.
I fucking know that there's like a bee shortage, but I'm just saying that like, I mean, there's like all sorts of like whatever fungus and like all sorts of like mites and shit. And but my point is I think that's really wild that they truck bees into a place specifically to pollinate.
I think it's
blueberry.
Sad that you have to do that, you know, like,
but it's like, I mean, fucking A, man, I'm sure it's,
they're trying.
Isn't it kind of like, what is it? Is it avocados that have to, get pollinated by bees, or what was it that I was telling you guys about that, and I can't fucking remember.
I know
what
this.
Fruit it
this
was.
This is such a trivia thing. That
it's
I
such
know.
A nerdy ass fucking yeah, exactly. But I think it's avocados that like if it's not pollinated by a bee, then it will not grow a fruit, kind of thing.
Hmm.
And so, and I think it's avocado. I don't know, but. That was why, like, there was this fucking pretentious, like, fucking argument on Reddit about, like, oh, are avocados truly vegan? Because it requires a bee to pollinate it.
I remember
and
that.
And that's hurting the bee or
that's
some
so
shit
stupid.
Like that.
That's so stupid.
I don't also, know. Whatever, a bee's an animal. I don't know.
I would like to go back and say I did not realize that the picture on the right that we're looking at here is the full truck and trailer turned over. The red one is the tow truck. On One, two, three Larry, wheels.
Are you joking?
No, I thought that the red one was pulling.
How would it? How would a trailer be completely over on its side without the truck completely being on its side?
I'm not here to question physics, dude. I'm just here to report the news.
Okay. Now, my true question is, I don't understand how that one tow truck is going to flip over all of that.
Because it's a Cummins diesel, baby.
Shit. Hey, you better be coming with a lot of diesel, if you know what I mean. Anyway, I feel like it would require at least two of those.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
There's a lot happening here.
This dude with the big ass tube that's just
like
standing over there. Yeah.
In case anything catches on fire, homeboy here, he's got it.
Yeah. He seems to have it under control. So.
Although that hose looks like it's pretty pressured up and it's going to throw him off balance the second that he opens it up.
Oh, dude. Yeah, well, I don't even know what that is. I think that's a bee hose. I'm not gonna lie.
Throw more bees at it.
No, he's gonna suck up the bees.
Oh, okay. Yeah, those
are helper bees. He's bringing. They're gonna flip the tow truck back over and then collect all the other bees around them back up.
They're service bees.
They're little bee cowboys, and they're gonna wrangle all their friends.
Wait, if you put your head down real close.
They actually say bee-haw.
Bee-haw. These are bees that have been briefed on the situation. You know, they've been told the entire thing.
Oh my god, these bees.
You guys should really click through and look at that MLB one too, because it was cool. They let him throw out the first pitch because he like really like saved the day.
Really?
Yeah,
that's cool. Awesome.
Oh, that's fun. My god. Dude, I watched a clip of the, like, I think it was the five worst, like, first pitches.
Yes.
It is hilarious, like, how bad some people are.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's just fucking throwing a ball. Like, I understand not getting it to the plate, but the fact when you release the ball and it goes in a complete opposite direction of where you're fucking expecting it to, it's like, are you an adult? Like, what
have you thrown anything in your life before?
Yeah. I mean, like,
at all?
It's like, what is happening?
Sometimes, man? I think that, like, if I had to pitch the way softball pitchers pitch, that's how mine would go.
That's completely different. I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
But overhand?
Yeah.
Get
or even
here.
Underhand without the swing. But
No, but that fucking, like, twirly flip that the...
Not the twirly guy.
Twirly guy?
Oh, dude, something tells me that I should have covered this Nashville guy. But anyway...
Do you need
No, on to the next person. We'll do that some other
time. We could be persuaded.
Mm-hmm. You want to do it?
Get after it.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So, Nashville police officer fired over OnlyFans video showing traffic stop.
Oh. Unrelated. Just OnlyFans made me think of it. Uh-huh. Mm. I just saw that there's a TikTok creator who's... I don't remember how she died. His daughter died. She was maybe 15 or 16 a few months ago. Yeah. Do you see this?
The
you know what I'm talking about?
One?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I don't know what that is. But she, okay. So he like went to like her favorite place and like spread her ashes. Uh-huh. And then at some different day, he went back there and filmed an OnlyFans right where he spread her ashes.
What?
I was like, what?
Dude, God, people.
I mean.
Wow.
I just can't even fucking.
And it was his daughter. It wasn't like it was a past lover or something either. Not that would make it slightly less awful, maybe.
I feel like that at that point that it's like, just leave that area alone. Like, leave that fucking area alone.
Yeah.
That's just me, but I don't know. Anyway,
sorry.
Jeez.
Well, he's got the most brightest news to bring
seriously,
to you.
Seriously, Allie's no longer allowed to be on Untethered. She can just comment.
So there was a Nashville Metro Police officer. The Metropolitan Nashville Police Department, that sounds weird to me, in Tennessee recently fired a police officer who allegedly appeared in an OF video in uniform. The video, which was obtained by local outlet WTVF, appeared to show the officer engaging in sexual activity with a woman during a fake traffic stop. The officer's face is deliberately hidden in the video. The amateur video was shot from the perspective of a man in the front passenger seat to show the officer pulling up in a white car. After seeing the squad car, the woman in the driver's seat is quoted as saying, quote, "I'm not going to get a ticket. I'm going to show him my tits," unquote.
So I thought it was going to be like, "I'm sorry, officer. Mm-hmm. What's the violation?" And he's like, "Driving with your tits out."
According to
driving while smoking hot.
Yeah, driving while needing some pole.
Driving without a CDL.
Do you have a hauling a load dump truck ass?
The mud flaps. My God! Why are we not writers for OnlyFans?
Right?
Like, holy shit!
We can
shit.
Really market those.
Seriously, so,
according to
we need to record something like a fucking short ass thing that's just it's all it is fucking verbal shit and just like the shortest fucking terrible porno like dialogue kind of thing. No, it's like that's all it is, but it's like, oh, I'm sorry, like what's the
you, are you trying to say that you're trying to be voiceover actor for that industry? Is that what you're trying to say?
Basically, no, I just think that it would be funny as fuck, man, like write that dialogue. Like, holy shit.
I'm gonna send you guys this TikTok that I saw that was this guy just pretending to do like those little intros on the radio where it's like 106.1 hard ass rock. Like every single one was just you know, it's like
morning zoo.
Wow. Yeah. He was cracking me up. And he was just losing it by the end. He was like, 106.com. Like, it was just foul.
Oh my God, I love that.
So
weenie in the butt.
We need to have an episode of just this.
Oh, no, just like right, morning right. Zoo shit.
Oh, just like, being insane.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That may be a new new untethered game, you know.
Intro game. Yeah.
There you go. How long can we keep it? No, honestly, never mind. We wouldn't be able to keep it going ever.
So. According to WTVF, the Nashville officer identified himself as Officer Johnson of PD.
Okay.
In the video. He tells the woman in the video that she had been speeding and asked for her license and registration. The woman then explains exposes her breast to the officer, who acts unimpressed. "Ma'am, it's 2024. I can see tits on the internet anytime," the officer says, before the woman offers to let him grope her. The rest of the video shows the officer and the woman touching each other in a sexual manner, according to the news station. The now fired officer had a MNPD patch slightly visible on his uniform.
That's your first fucking problem, dude. You got to take off that patch.
Yep. So it was confirmed to Fox News that the officer in question was fired because of the video. MNPD Public Affairs Director Don Aaron told WTVF the incident was outrageous. There you have it.
God, that's ridiculous, man. Holy shit. Yeah, we need to work on an episode like that.
We do.
Or I'm sorry, an episode intro, something like that.
Yeah. Nashville, but what's going on? Didn't you guys just have a whole ass missing dude? You know?
Yeah, they found him though.
Yeah.
That sucks. Oof. Anyway. Speaking of OnlyFans though. Portal between Dublin and New York City shut down after OnlyFans model flashes it.
Yeah. I saw this.
I love this.
I was subscribed.
Them Big Apples.
No.
That's the first fucking like, oh my God. Oh, a company God. Placed portal-shaped, quote, sculptures in the cities of Dublin and New York, allowing residents across the pond to essentially have a public, nonstop Zoom meeting with each other. The marketing stunt.
Wow, way to make it sound so much lamer than it is, guys. I know, like, right? Come on.
A public nonstop Zoom meeting. Ugh. So it's like, so basically, like, the connection's terrible and you can't hear anybody on the other end of it.
Didn't Shia LaBeouf like, do something like this as a art exhibit at one point in time? I believe I heard something about that and it had to get shut down because of trolls.
I feel like if you're going to try to sell it like this, you could be like, you guys remember Chat Roulette? What if we did that in real life?
Yeah.
And don't call it a Zoom meeting.
It's constantly going.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And you're going to see tits.
You're going to see tits.
You're going to see a lot more dick, though.
Even Omegle got shut down. That was crazy.
That's just sad. Chatterbait or whatever.
What?
Right? No, I think that's a different...
that's a completely different...
There's still ads for that.
Yeah,
oh, is it?
Still, yeah, that's a whole paid service, bro. Yeah, no.
I see ads for that before documentaries sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
For documentaries.
Yep. That's still alive. Still there.
I like it. Just go ahead and send me this documentary.
Bro, we got to do our research, you know? I mean, that's why I'm going to start expensing my OF subscriptions to the radio LLC.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good luck.
All right. Well, we got to set that LLC up first. The marketing stunt went about as well as practically anybody could have expected. While residents initially waved innocent signs around in an apparent attempt to connect across the Atlantic, the situation quickly descended into chaos as The Independent reports, with an OnlyFans model flashing the so-called portal. And I titled this as, this is why we can't have nice things.
Wes sent me a story about this, and I said the same thing in reply.
Yes. Perfect. So another, quote, very drunk woman was filmed rubbing her behind against the screen, while a different video shows a man exposing his own derriere.
Click on that.
Who is the model? I'm trying to find out.
One person on the Irish side went as far as to show the New Yorkers images of 9/11 on his phone.
I saw that video.
Well, that's less fun. Like,
way to go,
God,
guys.
We're just showing, like, tits and ass, and yeah. You guys just, like, want to fucking hit us with some, like, real shit?
I think people showed something making fun of Ireland before that.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I think. I don't remember.
Bottle of whiskey. I don't know. A Guinness that they dumped on the ground, something like that. I can keep going.
I don't know.
Hey, I'm part Irish. I can hate against myself.
No.
Less stop. Than a week after the installation was unveiled, officials decided to shut it down temporarily in light of the chaos. In short, it's ironically the perfect, quote, window into the kind of mayhem such a stunt can trigger. Who could have possibly predicted this would happen? How about fucking anybody?
Literally everybody.
If you have been on the internet in the past, I don't know,
ever.
Year?
Ever.
I'm sorry. Ever. Yeah, so drunk dial OnlyFans model Ava Louise later took credit for the portal shutting down. So Ava Louise, I don't know.
Research, quote, happening right now.
Quote, I thought the people of Dublin deserved to see my two New York homegrown potatoes, she said in a tongue-in-cheek video shared by TMZ. A spokesman for Dublin City Council admitted to The Independent that while, quote, the overwhelming majority of interactions are positive, they have also, quote, been witnessing a very small minority of people engaged in inappropriate behavior, which has been amplified through social media. I can't imagine that. The council later announced that it would implement, quote, some technical solutions to address this. What? How would you? What?
How?
Anyway. Yeah. Without specifying what those solutions might be. Curious bystanders were amused by the chaos the portal had wrought. Quote, it's a bit wild, It shows the good and bad of Dublin, a 23-year-old student told The Guardian. Man, you know what? Honestly, okay. What did you expect to happen?
I mean,
like, seriously, it's like you put a camera. If you put a camera somewhere, someone's going to flash butts, ass, tits, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Dick.
Dick.
Dick. They might pull out their fat jock and just, like, you know, let that dick.
Whoa!
What was that?
What?
Let that jerk.
Oh, okay, okay. That's not.
Let's not do that again.
Whoa.
Anyway, yeah. So the number one comment. I always have to read some comment. Yeah. Right? Those aren't homegrown, sweetheart. Those were installed.
I don't
fucking know. You can't see. I can't see boobies through a back. So.
I did a quick search, and it's hard to tell. I think. Oh no! Yeah, they're installed. Yeah.
Okay. Allie, do you want to do anything?
I'll just mention this Bumble thing real quick.
All right. And then we'll wrap if that's cool.
Yeah. The the internet's calling this the Bumble fumble, and it's been cracking me up. So Bumble's been like, oh, we're rebranding, and like some big new changes are coming.
Come.
Bumble's whole thing is like women message first, and now they're like, never mind, we're not doing that anymore. And it's like, this was the only thing that made you guys different.
That's what made it okay.
Well, I have things to say about that, because a lot of the profiles that a percentage of profiles that I have come across on there are always like, I won't message first, hit me up, or you message first. It's like, dude, do you not know the
I won't message first on a platform that requires you to message first.
Yeah,
that doesn't work.
Yeah. So anyway,
that's weird. Just
had
that's
to weird. Get that out of the way real quick.
Okay.
Like, yeah, you're not going to get very far on this.
No, it's not going to work out the way that you want it to.
You lose.
I mean, now I guess it will, but I think a whole lot of people from what my algorithm's feeding me, a lot of people deleted their profiles and the apps. So
really,
yeah. Well, because Bumble also put out some big billboards that say, you know full well a vow of celibacy is not the answer.
Wow.
And like all these just terrible. Let's see. There's another one that says, thou shalt not give up on dating and become a nun. Like,
okay. That's just a weird, like, I think that's really strange. I don't know who that's supposed to be, like.
Well, there's kind of a movement of women like saying that they're just not gonna like date men or bang men or marry them or have kids until like men as a whole get better. Which good luck. But
yeah, have you seen how cohesive men are? They're way less cohesive than women. So
it's gonna be a minute.
It's kind of like fighting that.
Yep.
And then they put these billboards up and people were like, hey, what the fuck? What? Like,
yeah.
Excuse me. So then, a lot of people were like telling like their Bumble, like horror stories and stuff. Yeah. And, just how toxic just dating on the apps are in general. And like, so then Bumble real quick was like, we're actually, we're taking all those billboards down and we didn't mean anything bad by it.
Of course. They took the old.
Oh, and by the way, our marketing director's fired.
Yeah.
We're going to do better now.
We'll call it an apology.
Yeah.
To our beloved Bumble community, we made a mistake. Our ads referencing celibacy were an attempt to lean into a community frustrated by modern dating, and instead of bringing joy and humor, we unintentionally did the opposite. Yeah, you tell me you didn't have anybody look at it before you just made billboards?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. No. This sounds like a multi-million dollar like marketing campaign that definitely got signed up by a lot of people.
So. Some of the perspective we heard were from those who shared that celibacy is the only answer when reproductive rights are continuously restricted, from others who for whom celibacy is a choice, one that we respect.
Really?
Doesn't sound like it.
You made fun of it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, doesn't sound like it.
And from the asexual community, for whom celibacy can have a particular meaning and importance, which should not be fucking diminished. We are also aware that for many, celibacy may be brought on by harm or trauma. You guys really didn't read the room, huh?
There's not.
For years, Bumble has passionately stood up for women and marginalized communities. It's really long, the rest of it. Yeah. But it's like, so we're taking these ads down and we're making donations to the National Domestic Violence Hotline and some other organizations. And we're also like giving those organizations the billboard space to display an ad of their own for the duration of our reserve like billboard time that we have.
Well, we just want you guys to know that we promise we're going to be better next
guys,
time.
Guys, we thought it was funny. We thought you guys were.
You
BP
after
we noticed you guys aren't laughing, so we're gonna go ahead and take these down and we're gonna issue this
nebulous
apology.
Can you imagine the drafts of that apology?
Yeah.
Dear bunch of bitches, turns out that you guys have no sense of fucking humor and you're gonna be single forever. I hope you die alone with your cats. No. Wait, I think we need to reel it in a little.
The campaign was written by a college freshman.
I'm sorry our campaign made you feel that way.
Dear bitches, please don't stop having sex with us.
Yeah.
Please come back. We are horny.
This is BP's apology after the oil spill. We're sorry.
They're like, we've paired with Dawn, except Bumble is paired with Trojan. And we're just trying to make things safer moving forward.
It was also like there was some stuff that I didn't know, but I heard mentioned this week. Like the CEO of Bumble is a woman. Who met her husband in person, like on like a ski resort or something?
Yeah. Oh, you mean like a CEO of a company has no experience in that industry whatsoever? Is that what you're saying?
This is what's really fascinating to me is like, and I feel like this is like in a lot of spaces that like a lot of these companies or celebrities or whatever will like kind of. They'll put this idea of like, oh yeah, you know, it's like go out and party and like sit around and all this stuff and blah, 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 you know, whatever, make a song about it. I don't fucking know. And then, but it's like behind closed doors, it's like they have this like super quaint, like 4-person family, like, you know, and it's like, what is happening? It's really strange to me. Yeah. I don't know, but yeah, this is just like fucking marketing gone bad. Man.
Yeah,
like I don't know who fucking who
that's a subreddit
who signed
that I would
off
like
on this shit
to subscribe to. Marketing gone bad. Yeah.
Yeah, there's plenty of shit out there, man, for sure. I'll tell you that much. My God, this is wild, though.
Yeah,
it is.
It's rough.
Oh my God, Bumble, R.I.P. bro.
I would love to see like if you could find statistics of like how many people deleted their accounts this week.
I would love to see that. Dude, I bet CNBC's got some kind of fucking.
I mean, it's bit like this is really being metric. Covered. The
easiest way is to look at their stock prices.
Yeah, honestly, it's.
Stock prices tell me how many members deleted their app this week. Cool.
Well, but it's definitely going to be like, hey, well, guess what?
How much
shareholders are not happy because
they're down.
Our user like base has fucking like halved. It might be an indicator. Obviously, it's not going to fucking tell you how many users. Yeah. But
yeah.
All right, man. Let's fucking wrap this bad boy.
Yep.
All right. Well, if you're still sitting here, we're sorry and you're welcome. And by the way, we are not endorsed. We don't endorse Bumble. And if you're on Bumble, you know what?
Stop it.
Bumble at your own risk. So... Anywho, those bees, we love man. You guys. I know, seriously, we started with bees and we're ending with bees. So. But anyway, we hope you guys enjoyed this. Let us know what you guys thought. Tetherradio@gmail.com. That's TetherRadio@gmail.com. You can check out our app store. Wow. Our merch store, tinyurl.com/tethermerch. You can also check out all of the stuff that we covered on the Untethered episode 119 in the newsletter. Is that that's going to go out on Monday?
I'm still putting it out on Monday. Yeah, okay, it's just cool. Got the links.
Gotcha. So it's going to come out on Monday. You can go sign up for that at tetherradio.substack.com. I will just urge everyone that has at least listened to this. You missed out on episode 300, part 3 of Attica, but it's not too late. You can catch up and you can catch part 4 next Monday. So I would urge you to do that because Allie's doing a phenomenal job covering the Attica prison riot.
Yeah.
And it's super, super cool. So super interesting, not cool. let me change that around. That was weird. And anywho, so hope you guys enjoyed this for right around 45 minutes. I'm Daniel.
I'm Allie.
No, I'm Larry.
And we hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. Be sure to check out the full episode on Monday. Sign up for the newsletter so it comes to your pretty little inbox. And without further ado, guys, I guess I bid you adieu. Take it easy, friendos.
Bye.
Bye.